This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We have a brief share this morning. Ksubas Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara on Lamed Zayin asked a question. The Mishnah said that the source of Kimla B'Dramine is V'imlo Yiyah Asayin Anoish Yanoish. If you didn't kill the mother, and there's no capital punishment, therefore, then you have to pay the value of the miscarried child. But if you did kill the mother and there's capital punishment, then you're pater from paying. Why Kimle B'Dramine? And the Gemara asks, is that where we learn it from? We learn it from Kedei Rishasai. Misham Risha Achas Ata Mechaiva, V'yata Mechaiva Misham Shtei Rishiyos. So the Gemara says that we need two limudim. One is for death and money. That's imloyia asa and onesh yanesh. And one is for malkas and mamon. And we need both of them. If we just say misa mamon, the reason why you're pater is because there's such a strict punishment. But malkas is not such a strict punishment. So maybe, you're not killing anyone. So maybe you have to pay also. And if we just say malkas, maybe because you didn't do something so terrible. But misa, where you did something very terrible, you get both of them. Simply put, the Gemara is saying that we have two sources for the exact same din. It's just we need both of them to apply it both by Misa and Mamon and by Malkus and Mamon. But there's no difference fundamentally between Kimlei B'Dramine, Imlei Ya'ashan Anish Ya'anesh, and Kedei Rishasai. In fact, the Shita Mekubetzes goes so far as to say we actually learn out both from Kedei Rishasai. Shita Mekubetzes and the Maharam Shif learns the same way. The Shita Mekubetzes says that if it would not say lo yia asayin, I could only learn out from kedei rishasai malkos amamayin. Why? Because you didn't do something so terrible, that's why you don't get both punishments. But maybe misa and mamayin, we don't apply kedei rishasai. The Torah, by saying im lo yia asayin anesh yia anesh, is megale that kedei rishasai teaches me that mishum risha achas ata mechaivai. Not only by Malkus HaMamon, but by Misa HaMamon as well. In other words, the Shita Mekubetzes is saying, really both teachings are learnt out from the same Pasuk, but I need the second Pasuk to reveal that Kedei Rishasai applies even to Misa HaMamon, not only to Malkus HaMamon. Look in the Shita, he says, Uvazen nirali latarits kula shmaitin de ibra vadai di iloi have a ksiv kra de lo yea asain lo have a mafkinan mikra de chede rishasai el malkos amamain. Had it not been for the pasuk of lo yea asain, I could not learn out from the pasuk chede rishasai only malkos amamain. Mishim de loi chamer isure. Because isur is not chamer, de tafasta mua tafasta. If you grab a little bit, you grabbed. Miu labasar de chsiv lo yea asain. Now that I have a second pasuk, Golilan, it reveals the Chedei Rishasai B'chomidi Mairi. That Chedei Rishasai is talking about everything. Kedamrinan, Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechaivoi, V'yata Mechaivoi Mishum Shtei Rishiyos. That's simple pshat. In other words, not only is Chedei Rishasai and Lo Ya'asai in the same exact din of Kimlei B'Dramine, but actually they're both learnt out from Chedei Rishasai. Lo Ya'asai just reveals to us that Kedei Rishasai is also talking about Misa and Mamayin. Reb Chaim Brisker, though, has a landmark chiddush. Reb Chaim Brisker says that the way Kedei Rishasai works is fundamentally different than the way Kimlei B'Dramine works. Reb Chaim says that the din of Kimlei B'Dramine that we learn out from Lia Asayin is, it's a p'tur, that when you're Chayiv Misa, you're pater from Mamayin. When you're Chayiv Misa, there is no monetary obligation. Kedei Rishasai is not a p'tur. It's a Torah's mechadesh that Bezdin can only administer one punishment. It's not that B'makoy Malkus, you're pater from Mamayin. You're Chayiv Mamayin. Bezdin's only allowed to dish out one of them. I clearly not like the Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes is saying that they're both learned that from Kedei Rishasai. Lo Ya'asin is Megale, Kedei Rishasai is talking about both. But Reb Chaim has a landmark chiddush. The mechanism of Kedei Rishasai is that you can't dish out both. The mechanism of Kimlei B'Dramine is that B'makoyim Chiyuv Misa, you're pater from Mamayin. Reb Chaim in Chiddush Hagrach, he says, "Vanir the shani din the ein meis mishalim midin the ein loyka mishalim." The mamen omakas harei afir mekor the shtei rishiyos. Vahinu the ein bezin mechayv noisu b'shtei rishiyos. Ubeinan de yehei shtei rishiyos hamesuris lo bezden. That's only two punishments that are given over to bezden. Avomisa umamain lav mikra derisha achas yafina elamaloya asan yafina vahinu de misa hi hapoiteres mamain. Misa exempts the mamain, the ain mesu mishalem. So Reb Chaim learns Kimlev Jamine is a pitur, kidei rishasa is a din in not being able to administer two punishments. Let's see, it's a short share today. I want to show you one nafgamina. One nafgamina between the simple way of learning the Gemara and Reb Chaim's way. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky and Shir Reb Shmuel. Let's see, where is it? On Dalet Amud Beis, in Masechta Makos, I believe. So Shmuel is found in Makos, Ois Reish Dalet. Amar Ula, Gamar Mi Moitzi Shemra, right? Ula holds that Mesu Mashalem, Ma Moitzi Shemra Loika Mashalem, Avkol Loika Mashalem. Ula says, we learn that from Moitzi Shemra, just like Moitzi Shemra gets Malkos and pay, so too whenever you get Malkos, you pay. Ayin Begvura Sari. Look in the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh asks, this is Gvura Sari, is the Shagas Aryeh on Makos. Shehiksha, Hechi Yalfinam Mimoitzi Shemra Lechol HaTorah Kula, the Loiko Mashalim, listen carefully. The Gabe Moitzi Shemra, Haknas the Mea Kesef Hula Av. When you're Moitzi Shemra on a katana, or even an ara, the money goes to the father. The Malkus, you're chayiv not for what you did to the father, you're chayiv to her. Vila Malkus b'shvil hanara atzma shehoitzi ala shemra. So it's mamoin lezeh Malkus lezeh. V'chol kai gavna filu b'dine nefashois lesa leptura dekimle b'deramine lechadman de'amar. Even by kimle b'deramine, meaning we're talking about Malkois and Mamoin. And we're saying Ula learns out Loiko Mashalim. And where do we learn it from Maitzi Shemra? He can't learn that from Maitzi Shemra. That's Malkus Lazeh, Mamoin Lazeh. Even by Kimle B'Dirabune, there are those who hold it doesn't apply in this case. When you're Chayiv Misa for one thing and Mamoin for something else, there are those who say Kimle B'Dirabune doesn't apply. So how could you learn out from here Loiko Mashalim? You know, learn out from here, Loiko Mashalim. It's Malkus for her and Mamoin for the father. That's the Kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. How could you learn out by Loike Umashalim from Moitzi Shemra? It's even by Kimle B'Dirabine you would be chayv in such a circumstance. Oh, says Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, you're going to ask me a question from Kimle B'Dirabine today to Kedei Rishasai. Kimle B'Dirabine is a patur. So the patur doesn't apply if the misa is to one and the mamon is to another. But Kedei Rishasai is a din in the bezdin. The bezdin can't administer two punishments. It's irrespective whether they're both Malkus and mamon because of one, or Malkus from one and mamon from the other. It's a din in the bezdin. Bezdin can't administer both. Meaning Reb Chaim is differentiating between the mechanism of Kedei Rishasai and Kimle B'Dirabine. Kedei Rishasai is a din in the bezdin, can't give both. And Kimle B'Dirabine is a patur in the mamon because of the Chiyav Misa. Well, the patur in the mamon is only if it's Misa Lazeh, mamon Lazeh. But that would not affect Kedei Rishasai. Look in Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, "V'ikar may dinok and agvur sari de mamalkus mamay nami isa leklala de mamin lazel malkus lazel de patri hadadi." That which the Shagas Aryeh takes as a davar pashat, that Kimle b'drahmane would not apply because it's maman lezeh malchus lezeh. Hinei be'emes yesh malkam l'adun b'zeh. The truth is, there's room to question this. Vu al pima sheyadua l'chalik bein hani tre dini. Based on what we know, you could be mechag between the two dinim of the loya asayin ukedei rishasay. The inyan miso mamain yafin b'ksubas. That flame zayin mikra deloya asayin misa mamay learn from loya asayin vuhu din ptur shahamisa poiteres mamayin vizel dina de kimle bedramine avodina de malchus umamayin but the din of malchus umamayin v'chein miso umalchus yafinon from kedei rishasay ve'ein zed din ptur ala malchus umamayin. It's not an exemption ela she'i efshar la'ansha b'shtei rishasay. You can't give the guy two punishments. So you could make a very compelling distinction. And now you could say that dafka by dinei nefashos there is such a rule of, oh, maybe it's different if the misa is for this one and the mamon is for this one. Why? The misa dechad eina poteres mamon deidach. The misa of one doesn't exempt the mamon of someone else. Avale inyan dina dechdei rishasai ein bezeh chilak. But there's no difference. It's a din in the bezdin. You can't give the guy two punishments. Then the Shagas Aryeh's question is answered. It doesn't matter to us. So this is a very good illustration of where there would be an afkamina between, let's say, the way the Shita Mekubetzes learned and the way Reb Chaim learned. According to the Shita Mekubetzes, it's the exact same din. It's learned out even from the same pasuk. Reb Chaim learns it's fundamentally a different operation. One is, it's a patur. So, if it's a patur, then we could apply the rule of misa lazeh, umaman lazeh. There would not be a patur. Misa to someone else can't pater you on money that you incurred for an obligation toward another person. As opposed to, if it's malchus and mamain, then at the bottom line is, if it's that Bezin can't administer two punishments, it doesn't matter what the punishments, perhaps you can make the case, doesn't matter where the punishments are rooted in. Okay, anyway, that's what we got today. I wish you all a wonderful day. Stay tuned for this week's schedule. It might have to be tweaked a little bit, because I have some events coming up. Okay, have a good night. Have a good day, everyone. Kol tov. Hang in there 1 second.
Yeah. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.